It's 7:31. Good morning. I'm Kirsten Kendrick with KNKX News. We have initial election results for you this morning from yesterday's election, beginning with statewide measures. Washington voters are narrowly rejecting a new affirmative action law. The vote to reject Referendum 88 is leading 51-48%. Initiative 976, the Tim Eymond-backed proposal to limit car tabs to $30, is currently leading 56-44%. In the race for King County Council, newcomer Gurmai Zahalai is leading longtime incumbent Larry Gossett by a wide margin. The 32-year-old lawyer says his grassroots campaign was a factor that pulled him ahead of Gossett, according to the first round of voting results.
We knocked on 30,000 doors from the outset. We rejected all money from corporations and corporate PACs. When people see that, especially in a context of a city where big corporate interests are trying to buy our local elections, they see our campaign as one of the ones that is going to fight for the people.
If the results hold, it would mean an end to Gossett's 25-year tenure on the council. Three other county council incumbents, Jean Cole Wells, Claudia Balducci, and Joe McDermott, have won re-election. In Seattle City Council, incumbent Kshama Sawant is losing in early returns to her opponent, Egan O'Ryan. In Tacoma, Keith Blocker has won a second term on the city council. Blocker beat out challenger David Combs, a small business owner, by a significant margin. Blocker represents District 3, which includes the Hilltop neighborhood and parts of South and Central Tacoma. Lauren Walker Lee held Blocker's seat on the council before he was first elected in 2015 and was one of those supporting him last night.
He is smart and thoughtful and intuitive and works well with others. Really has brought a lot to the city council, and I've just been grateful for every decision that he's made.
Some of the major debates in the closely watched race revolved around homelessness and gentrification. Blocker says he intends to keep prioritizing those issues, along with the growth of light rail and small business development in the Hilltop neighborhood. In the Olympia mayor's race, incumbent Cheryl Selby is leading her challenger, Councilmember Nathaniel Jones, 51-43%. We'll have more early results at the top of the hour, and there are even more races, including port and school board races from around the region, at our website, knkx.org. Another ballot drop is happening this afternoon. We'll have more information on the election on All Things Considered today, beginning at 3 o'clock. This is KNKX News.